Sefanya Paragimel Pasuk Vav. So in the middle of Yerushalayim, the city where the Shekhinah dwells, the people have no shame. And Rav Mendel Hirsch points out that the honor and glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand that they have to be punished for this. The downfall of this state and this society has to occur based on the last pasuk we did, pasuk Hey, where we said Hashem is an impartial judge who can't be bought off. Hichrati goyim, I have cut off nations, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As an example to you, noshamu pino sam, their towers have become desolate. Hecharavti chutzo sam, I destroyed their streets, their courtyards, mibli over, so that nobody passes by. We talked earlier about what Ninveh is going to look like, with owls and birds hooting out of the empty mansions. Nitzdu arehem mibli ish me'en yoshev. Their cities have become waste, have become obliterated, so that there is no man, there is no inhabitant. It's like one of those post-apocalyptic after nuclear war movies. There's nobody around. I am legend, just me and my dog, and a bunch of vampires. Zayin omarti ach tiri'i osi tiki musar. I said, surely now you're going to fear me. Ach tiri'i. Now finally the Jews will shape up and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll accept musar. They'll accept my reproof of them. V'lo yikareis me'ona. And her dwelling will not be cut off, not be destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash won't be destroyed. Finally, they're going to listen, yeah? But most of the Mepharshim say the dwelling means the big houses, the mansions, the Mik mansions all over Jerusalem. Kol asher pokadati oleha, everything that I ordained upon her, surely that's not going to be necessary. Achein hishkimu hishchisu, but they woke up early and corrupted kol ali lo sam, all of their deeds. Instead of learning a lesson, they get up early to do averis. V'chein, says Pasuk Ches, chaku lin om Hashem. Therefore, wait for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't return to me. Now you're going to have to wait. And so David says, now you're going to have to wait for Geula. You were so terrible that you don't get an early Geula from what's about to happen to you. You got to wait the full number of years. And we in our generation know how many years that has been. Liyom kumi le'ad. For the day that I will rise up to meet with you. Now you got to wait for your appointment. Now you got to sit in the waiting room. Nothing is going to happen. You're not going to be taken early. Ki mishpati le'esov goyim. Le'kivtzi mamlochos. It is my judgment to assemble the nations, to gather kingdoms. Lishpoch aleihem zami. To pour out my fury upon them. So eventually the time will come when I'll pour out my fury on Gog and Magog and the other nations around Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to have to hang around and watch while Hamas and the protests and Iran and all of these countries make mincemeat out of you during the very long, terrible wait that includes holocausts and inquisitions and everything else. Lishpoch aleihem zami kol charon api. Eventually I will pour out my wrath upon the nations. Shvoch hamoscha al hagoyim. We say it every year on Pesach. Are we paying close attention to that? Or are we too comfortable in our well-attributed homes and our Pesach programs, and we're tired already because we've had 3 kosos of wine, maybe 4, depending on how you count it, and you say, Shvoch hamoscha al hagoyim, and we're like, yeah, lip service. No. Ki ve'esh kinasite ochel kol ha'aretz. In the fire of my jealousy, all of the earth is going to be consumed. Most of the inhabitants of the earth are going to pay for what they've done. Halavai that we should see it, but look at what we're going through right now. And this is mild compared to what happened in Germany in the 1930s. But it doesn't take much imagination to think about how the people on the left hate the Jews and the people on the right hate the Jews. Who's stuck in the middle when both sides can agree on only one thing, and that is that the Jews are hateable? Tucker Carlson, Ilhan Omar, they don't agree on much. They agree about Jews. Teski oz epoch kol el amim safa barura. Then I will convert the peoples of the world to a pure language. When they all are going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to have to do it in Hebrew. They have a lot of Duolingo to do to be able to do that. Likro chulam b'shem Hashem. To call them all together, all of them, call in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Likro Chulam, not that we're calling them, but that they call out in the name of God, La'avdo, to worship Him, Shechem Echad, of one accord. That's a great phrase, Shechem Echad. Many of us, when we look at Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu says, Hineni nosein lecha, Shechem Achad al Achecha, I'll give you one Shechem over your brothers, we see Shechem as a cursed place, as a terrible place. The tomb of Yosef has been desecrated time and time again by the Arabs of the West Bank in Shechem. Dina in Shechem. Terrible things, terrible deeds in Shechem. But here, Shechem Achad is maybe what Yaakov meant in his blessing to Yosef. Shechem Echad, with one accord, everybody is going to be united. Yosef can have something to do with that. Yod me ever lenahare Chush, from the other side of the rivers of Cush. We mentioned before that when we were crossing the rivers into Golos, the Cushites were jeering at us and mocking us. You know, you go to the wrong neighborhoods, the Cushim are mocking you like crazy. Asorai basputzai. That's an interesting phrase. My supplicants, baspusai, groups of my scattered ones. Interesting. Yovilun minchasi. They will bring my tribute. So my supplicants, my scattered ones, so Rabbi Bernel says that refers to Klal Yisrael. We're the supplicants and the scattered ones. But some suggest, Radak suggests that it's a nation who dwell beyond the rivers of Cush, the Asorai Basputzai, that they are such a far distant nation, even in Myanmar, they're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're going to bring the exiled Bnei Yisrael who live among them back to us. So the Kibbutz Galios is going to include some participation from the very Goyim who are angry that we are in their midst, but who will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu perforce, because we're going to reach that point where the entire world recognizes who is Hashem. And they too will sing, Uncle Moshe, one is Hashem in the heavens and the earth.